I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the second hour of the program. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. It's KSL's unrivaled. I went down a weird rabbit hole in the break, Scott. Got to admit. I went down the rabbit hole. I mean, it's not a weird one. It's the one, like, it's not like the one where you start looking, you start going and you go, I wonder how they, you start watching those videos on how they make, like engines or robot vacuums at 2 a.m. And then you start going, huh, how do they mine cobalt? Not that kind of a rabbit hole. It's a sports rabbit hole. I started looking for NFL tickets.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a weird thing, right? And guess what I'm doing? I'm just looking in Miami and like, I'm looking at Florida because one, I know Florida's like, we'll let you in. And then the other thing is even though it's going to get cold here starting this weekend and get cold across the country, it's not going to be cold in Florida. And I thought, how awesome would it be to go to a Jacksonville Jaguars Indianapolis Colts matchup in December, Scott? It'd be fun. You want to go with me?
Well, yeah.
So maybe
that would
not
be kind of fun.
I guess you'd be more of a Dolphins guy.
Well, no. So typically, I could get tickets.
That's
to
what
the
I'm saying.
Dolphins game, but they're not allowing that this year.
Oh, so they're not. Well,
not for anyone.
So you can't. Well, and I wouldn't want to go to Detroit.
Like the
Detroit
Lions. No,
the
actually, the Detroit's. It, other than it's cold, but it's
right.
Fun to go to
I guess
game
if you go in the inside the dome, it wouldn't matter. But I'm trying to think.
Downtown Detroit's kind of nice now. Believe it or not,
I know I've been recently when BYU played Michigan State and. You know, for all the trash talk that Detroit had gotten recently, I was like, oof, this is actually a nice little city here. A lot of
It's starting to make a comeback.
I'm glad. So I'm looking.
I could care less.
If you have suggestions, you're not going to be there anytime soon. Is
no.
What you're saying? Do you have a beef against the people of Detroit? Is that what you're saying?
Worst fans in America.
Okay. There we go. Don't tweet it out. Not this time of night, at least. So we're going to kick off the next part of the show here, Scott, talking about something that is near and dear to both of our hearts here, and that is a fan-based situation. Now that we're already talking about fans, there's an interesting article about the worst whining fans in all of sports. We're going to kick off our 805 Cut with that. Let's do it.
The Cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
So if you go to KSLSports.com right now, you can read an article written up about this very thing. So this survey that was done, Kyle Ireland, our colleague over at KSL Sports, put together this list that was already compiled. Fan bases with the most annoying habits. Okay, and whining is typically right there. The Dallas Cowboys are the number one whining, using the victim mentality. The Buffalo Bills.
The Dallas Cowboys?
Yes. They're the absolute whiners.
I have no love lost on that one.
Well, but it's
I
like
don't believe
the,
that.
It's like
I
the Yankees being. It. It's like the Yankees saying nobody loves us. You know, it's like of course. You know, this like this team that always that always gets the attention that everybody always talks about. This is I don't know this is one of those places. But the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots, the whiniest of whining babies on this list of people who think that they don't get enough respect. The Cowboys and the Patriots are the two teams that feel like they don't get enough respect. Certainly, when you're winning a lot, and certainly when you have a lot of visibility and you haven't won very recently, which is the Dallas Cowboys situation, you're going to get vilified, absolutely. But the Chicago Bears fans are number one in the bad officiating complaints. The Eagles are number two in the bad officiating complaints. And you start to go through the list, and everybody has a way of whining. Scott, everybody has a way of whining. The number one whining team fan base are the Dallas Cowboys, then the New England Patriots. The Buffalo Bills shocks me. And I wondered, I was going to ask you why.
Shocks you in what way? That they're whining?
That they'd be that far up the list. Because I feel like there are a lot of cities who feel much more put upon, like the Chicago Bears, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the New York Jets, for example.
Alex, have you ever been to Buffalo?
I have not.
If you just spend a couple of days in Buffalo, and you'll probably be changed for life. Okay? But seriously,
for good is what I'm assuming.
No.
It's like going to camp as a kid. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's bad. No, this is bad. You go there and it's like, look, I don't know, and they're great fans for their team, but I don't know that there's anything about Buffalo that's redeeming.
Oh, come on.
No, I really mean that. I mean it in the sense that it's just. It's kind of a depressing place. I don't even know what goes on in Buffalo. I mean, other than Niagara Falls, I really don't know what the industry is. And the people there are, you know, they're kind of forever just, they're just, you know, they're these diehard fans. They wear this badge of honor that they're from Buffalo. It's the same with people from Philadelphia. It's the same with Detroit Lions fans. You know, they're the long-suffering fans of a city and a place that's just kind of I'm just telling you, it's depressing. I'm being honest here. I'm not trying to demean or anything, but that's just kind of how these cities are. And these fans, they wear that on their sleeves, and they're not afraid to share it with anyone. And I'm sure that coming to a football game is a chance for them to kind of vent their frustration.
So it's much more than just the football. It's just like
Dallas has absolutely nothing to complain
about.
What? No.
What about what about the part where they they put together these teams?
This team is one of the most thought of. It's highly regarded.
One of the most valuable in all of sports.
Yes, they've won Super Bowls. They've had tremendous players there.
They have an amazing
stadium.
Yeah.
There is nothing at all. Like, go through 1 week of a winter in Buffalo, New York. Not even the whole winter. Just go through a week if you're from Dallas.
Right.
And then you'll say, nah, we don't really have anything to complain about.
I just wonder.
Alex, we had a playoff game in Buffalo. And they would not let the buses leave. In fact, they almost tipped the buses over.
What do you mean?
We were in the buses leaving after the game, and they were so excited. They were elated that they'd won this football game. And they basically mob ruled our buses. And they were rocking the buses. They were throwing beer bottles at the buses.
Did you fear for your life at some point?
Completely.
Okay.
It was terrifying.
What's the biggest?
And they won.
From
That's
a local
the crazy
standpoint.
Part. So it wasn't like they lost, and it's like they won.
Okay. From a local standpoint, let's make it personal.
You mean talk about here locally?
Here locally.
Okay.
Who's the biggest whining fan base? Because all the fan bases have a reason to whine. All the fan bases have a reason to whine. What do you mean really?
I know I'm going to get I don't care, cuz I'm just saying it how it is. BYU biggest whining fan base in the state of Utah. And I just said it. I put it over the airwaves. And you know what it is? It's this like everyone in the world is against us.
Okay. There's this, no one wants us to win.
There
no
really
one
is.
Likes us. Everybody hates us.
Yes.
Oh.
There really is. there really is that sense from the folks down in Provo.
I just wonder if there's a because both fan bases.
Well,
the,
let me ask
two,
you, Alex, who do you think is the most whiny fan base?
I agree. It's BYU. And part of that is because they have reason to, though. Not for the reason you're saying, but it is a fan base that has been absolutely tortured for the last 30 years, for the last 35 years. Since the national championship win, there's just been nothing really to be that excited about for BYU fans, like other than the occasional, like, you know, double-digit win season, occasional, like, amazing performance by, you know, individual here, individual there. Because as soon as it went to the national conference, as soon as the Power Five started turning down BYU, there became Power Fives, then there became this insecurity issue that has been really hard to overcome for BYU fans. And I'm one of them. I'm one of those guys that went, there's no way that BYU as a program needs to be needs to get that kind of respect to be in a Power Five program. And instead, we have to make excuses all the time for BYU fan as to or BYU fan does as to why BYU is as good as some of these other teams, you know, and it's not a fun plight every year. So when these 5-0 situations happen, just let them have it, okay, Scott? Would you just please?
I think it's great. What's
let
going on
enjoy
BYU?
This. All right.
I mean,
the most whiny
schedule,
fan base. The most
that,
whiny fan base in all the state. 57500. We'll take that quick break. We'll come back. I think Spencer Linton from KSL5 Television is going to join us.
Get Spencer.
I love when Spencer comes in. We'll ask him. I think he knows the real answer to that, too. But he'll give us a shakedown as the host of BYU Sports Nation on BYU TV. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.